The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing great. How about you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. You know, here we are. We're into the seems like we're into the nice weather now,
yep.
Right? You know, we've got, for my family now, softball and baseball has, you know, jumped into full swing, you know, here. Ava's softball season's going. Jack opens up this weekend for baseball, so... good times, that's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, sure. Reason to be outside and, you know, just a great time of year and weather broke and here we are.
You missed the whole baseball thing from when your kids were young? I know you
yeah,
used to love it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but it was also, you know, when you do it for 13 years, it also hit a point of...
A lot of work.
Yeah.
It gets old, right?
Well, it's a lot of tied up time.
Yeah.
I mean, at times you felt like you were doing nothing else but children's sports.
Yeah. You know what I like, and I don't know, you know, how you felt about this, but I like getting the kids of all different skill levels on our team. You know, I like helping the kids that, you know, that need a little extra help them get, you know, get rocking and rolling and become a better player at the end of the season that they were at the beginning.
Well, you know what it is, Doug? I think it's always rewarding to see a child progress in anything they do. You know, whether it be sports, education, tutoring, whatever. So, yeah, it's always a great thrill to see progress. And, you know, and I think it's a great thrill when I see progress, you know, with us, with our clients.
Oh, sure.
People getting it and feeling better and feeling like they accomplished something. I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mike. And, you know, so, you know, here we are in the first quarter's in the books now. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the next segment. But the market just keeps battling forward here. And, you know, there's been some volatility and we see some, you know, one step forward, two step forward, one step back kind of, you know, grind here. But the S&P 500 continues to, you know, grind forward here to, you know, bump it around record highs and just keeps ticking up a little bit higher, a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's, you know, overall, if you ask me, you're right, Doug, a lot of grinding going on. But overall, you know, things are just seem higher than what they were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like there's any, oh, man, we're in big negative news here. And matter of fact, the interesting thing about it is, you know, monitoring the economy, looking at the economy, looking at all the vaccinations now, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's incredible. I'll never forget one day I put on the thing and I saw how many people. Went, whoa, that number jumped pretty quick since the last time I looked. So, again, if you ask me, the feel of it, it feels like things are crazy out. I mean, crazy, like active out there. Like people are doing things. People are flying. People are traveling. People are going out to eat. I know they opened up the Texas ballpark and 40,000 people showed up. You know, so there's a hunger for fun and activity. I mean, I don't think anybody could deny that.
No, there definitely is, no doubt about it, Mike. And yeah, you know, it just was kind of strange to see all those people at the, you know, at the ballpark there and, you know, down in Texas. And while that's going on, their numbers are going down. So who the heck knows what, you know, what the story is or what is going to come out of it. But at the end of the day, you're 100% correct. There is a, you know, there's a fever for it out there and people are, listen, we've been in this for a year now. So, you know, we're Americans here. You know, we're freedom normally do whatever the heck we want to do whenever we want to do it. So there's a lot of pent up demand.
Well, you know, for our listening audience, what's really getting interesting, right, as we're heading into the middle of April, you know, we're some 6 weeks away from Memorial Day weekend, which is the true start here in New Jersey of
summertime.
Yeah. You know, Jersey Shore and what's going on and the boardwalk and the whole deal. So I think that's going to be interesting in itself. I think it's back to normal. I don't think there's any hesitation. I think,
you know, you were talking to one of our clients who has some rental properties down in Wildwood a couple of weeks ago, and I remember you telling me that he's basically sold out, right?
Yeah, the demand is there, yeah.
Yep, so, yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's exciting to see. And listen, it's not just our state, right? It's throughout the country where we're seeing this kind of stuff. And, you know, that could bode well, you know, for corporate profits and, you know, things of that nature coming up here. And, you know, we're going to see. But when you look at the market, Mike, there's definitely still some rotation going on out there. But I think it's cooled down a little bit, the rotation.
I agree. 100%. Yeah, it wasn't as at one point it was really, to me, fierce. And I think now it's kind of, you know, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, if you will.
Yeah. And, you know, with individual portfolios out there and for our clients, you know, I think that it really is important, and I know they're probably tired of hearing us talk about it, but you right now should be having an evaluation done of your investments and, you know, that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, because it's a different time right now. We need to be prepared, and your portfolio needs to be prepared for a reopening economy.
You know, it's interesting, Doug. You and I have been extremely, extremely busy this year, right? And interesting enough, before the pandemic last year, it was kind of like the same thing. Mm. And then the pandemic came, and there was somewhat of a lull. But this year, it's back to like, it feels like just in here, it's just like really, really busy. And when I sit back and I reflect, what have I been doing and what's been going on and why are you and I running around so busy, is nothing ever changes. All the needs and everything that we're working on, whatever it may be, have just continue. You know what I'm saying, Doug? I mean, you and I come on the show every week and say, take a look at it. What do you got? You need the portfolios. You know, you need to do this. Be ready. Beware. But from our standpoint, whether it be our existing clients or new clients or whomever we're working with, for you and I, nothing's ever changed. It's the same financial issues going on, pandemic or not. And I guess my point to the people is that if you think there's a break or you can get away with doing nothing, trust me, everything, all these issues are going to come up sooner or later, because we're working with a lot of other people that are coming in and retiring and who passed away and, you know, just different issues that come up in our world.
Well, you know, Mike, over the last 12 months now, a lot of people during that period of time kind of, you know, neglected their financial affairs and, you know, that kind of stuff and didn't pay attention to it. And a lot of them got away with it. Okay, they got lucky and, you know, got away with it. Like we've said multiple times, you know, how these markets have rebounded and, you know, come back is stellar and excellent. We're happy that it happened. Almost some to a point not explainable at the beginning as to the rebound that came back from it. But the reality of the situation is every day that you delay, it's one day you're clicking closer to any ultimate goal or objective or anything else that you may have. So if you neglected looking at college, you know, saving for the last 12 months, well, you're 12 months closer now to that child going to school. And if you neglected looking at your retirement accounts for the last 12 months, well, you're 12 months closer to that retirement objective now. And we'd like to see you get a jump on it and make sure that you're doing the right thing, because the more time you have to work on the objective, typically the easier it is to accomplish it.
Well, that's really my point, okay? And you know what? I think sometimes you and I talk about the market a little too much, because we're saying, okay, last year the market took the big dip and the big snapback, and if you didn't do anything, you kind of got away with it and the whole deal. But I think what's more important than that is that triggering financial events in your life, whether it's, hey, I'm going to retire at the end of the year and I need to create retirement income, or can I retire, or somebody passes away, or it's time for college, that train has never slowed down.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So whether the market went down and you got away with it, it came back, or it didn't come back, or the market boom, where are you at with your financial triggering events in your life? And have you addressed them is really the important question.
Well, Mike, you made a very interesting statement there, and you said that train doesn't slow down.
Yeah.
It actually picks up speed.
Sure, because you can see it coming at you.
Right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's if you're trying to jump on, the moving train, it's easier to do when it's going slow than when it's going fast. And you got to look at that. There's another issue out there. And this came up because I had a conversation with somebody about interest rates. Now, interest rates for mortgages have ticked up. Now, they're still at a historic lows, but they've ticked up. And so the conversation that I had with the person is who has been neglecting exploring the option to refinance their mortgage. I said, how much further you want them to tick up before you're comfortable doing this? You've got an opportunity here. Don't let it slip away through, being lazy or, just procrastinating, whatever the excuse or reason may be. You've got an opportunity. When opportunity knocks, you need to answer.
Well, you're right, Doug, because there's certain things in our world, the financial world, that if you need to move, and you need to move immediately, right? Because like you're saying, rates could tick up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you can do something that's going to help you with taxation, well, there's dates and deadlines to determine too late.
Right.
Then there's things that are like, okay, my retirement planning. All right, I'll kick the can down the road for another year. And here's the problem. You're not in trouble for that year.
Mm-mm.
But you're going to deal with it down the road.
Correct.
There's current stuff that, I should have did this. I could have did that. I could have saved money here. I could have did that. There's deadlines. And then there's stuff you can procrastinate, like there's no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But you will pay. Well, I shouldn't say you'll pay.
May.
But you'll have to deal with it, good or bad, some way down the road.
Yeah. And, dealing with it good, that's fine. But if you're not prepared for dealing with the bad, that's, often a tragedy.
Doug, generally, when you don't deal with something or prepare for it, usually it doesn't turn out good. But
right.
I just have
but
to say.
But sometimes you get lucky.
I just have to say. There could be a good in it. Could be good.
See, sometimes you just, you let it rip on a wing and a prayer and you get away with it. And, that's what a lot of people have been doing with their money for quite some time now. Mike, when we dial back and, we saw the market sell off in 2018 in the last quarter of the year, that was pretty brutal. And then it came back. So we said it then that was kind of a warning shot across the bow. You got to pay attention to this stuff. And then when we went from the, the middle of February of last year to the end of March with a significant decline in the market over that period of time, and then people got their first quarter statements in, and, again, a shot across the bow here, to use those terms, and to see the number of people who have done nothing, they're really, historically, look at, nobody's got a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. You don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what the market's going to do in the future, okay? But historically, I do know this. Big comebacks in a short period of time like this happen, but then they flatten out. And then if you don't make sure that your strategies and your planning is aligned appropriately, you can pay the price. We know a lot of people, Mike, who went in the, who came into our office after going the first 10 years of the 2000s with seeing very little productivity in their funds. And then, when we would look at them, we'd say, well, perhaps if you had taken a different approach, you would have seen productivity in your funds. Because even though, some people refer to it as a lost decade for the markets in that period of time, certain types of portfolios or, methodologies for managing money were very productive during that period of time.
Yeah, and that's a great point, right? A couple things on what you're just saying is, first off, there was a dip in 18 and a dip last year that were pretty steep. And yes, they bounce back, but there aren't any guarantees going forward that the next time there's a large dip that we're going to bounce back in, you know, speed of light here, if you will. So that's never a guarantee. And then great point we just brought up, 2000 to 2009 or whatever, the, you know, basically markets the way they were. And my question to you is okay, so since then it's been up, 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 up. Mm-hmm. But if we were to start now here in 2021 and run out the next 9 years to 2030, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
And the markets doesn't do anything, and you're somewhere in that 9 year window of I'm either going to retire, I need college money, whatever the triggering event may be. How's it going to turn out for you?
Yeah, but you know, that's a good point, Mike. But you did, when you said I'm going to retire, or you know, or college savings, you know, whatever. How's that going to turn out for you? But I've got to throw this out there to somebody else. What if you're already retired and that happens? How's that going to turn out for you?
Yeah, I agree. I'm just not giving all the different types of examples.
I just wanted to throw it out there as an additional example to, you know, to our listeners out there. And you really need to pay attention to this, you know, to this and these types of things. And all of this that we're explaining to you right now and talking to you about only comes from experience. We've been in this business. This is my 30th year in the business. Mike's 25th year in the business, you know, when he was in public accounting prior to that. So this comes from knowledge, wisdom, and experience. It isn't just two guys who, you know, hopped on a radio show here and just started talking about stuff. This is actual real life experience. And I got to tell you something, in times like we're in right now, in my opinion, experience matters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt about it.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, as I mentioned at the beginning, is that we all know that the first quarter of 2021 is now in the books. And people should have already received or will be receiving over the next week or so their first quarter statements for the performance of their accounts. And how many people, Mike, are just not even going to open the envelope? Sure.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we hear from people all the time and speak with people all the time, and there's people that, you know, yeah, I don't care. I just, you know, pile them up, or it is what it is, or I don't care. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't need an excuse or a reason. There's just flat out people that don't look, that don't, mm-hmm. that just let it come by.
And I think the main reason why they don't look, Mike, is just because of lack of knowledge. They don't even really know what they're looking at.
Yeah, lack of knowledge and a little bit of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know, people have a way of, Doug, and I think we're all a little bit like this, if things are going well or there's not a major issue, don't look, don't explore out and cause one.
Right.
Type of thing, like no news is good news and this is the news, so.
Yeah. And Mike, one of the mistakes that I want to remind the listeners about that we see very often, and this really applies to people who, for the most part, are actively working and contributing money to their retirement plan at work, and is that don't forget when you do open those statements and you look at the account values that you added money over that period of time. So when you're evaluating, oh, I'm up now where I was at the beginning of the year,
right.
That's not a true analysis of how the investments are performing unless you subtract out your contributions. And then say, okay, so, you know, in this period of time, let's just make up a number. I put $2,000 into my retirement plan, and it's gone up by $2,000. Well, then your investments basically did nothing for the entire quarter. And that is a massive mistake that we see time in and time out when people are evaluating the productivity of their retirement accounts.
Well, you're speaking to, you know, the retirement, the 401ks and et cetera, something like that. But let's also say that's for any investment that you
do. Oh, yes. Yes,
okay?
Correct.
Because it's important to be, you know, because I'm sitting here thinking, oh, what happens if it's not a 401k and you put your IRA contribution in, you know, $6,000 or $7,000, depending mm-hmm. on your age, you know, and don't forget to do that. But conversely, also, withdrawals.
Right.
Okay. Because there's been, Doug, that people all the time will look at statements and say, oh, it's here or it's only at here. But then when you look and say, well, but you took out, make believe, $140,000 already in income out mm-hmm. of this investment, or you took $30,000 out to buy the new car or what have you. So, yeah, the ins and outs matter. OK,
they really do matter. And, you know, looking at your statements now and doing an evaluation is great. But there's also another segment to it that most people out there can't do on their own, and that's a risk analysis. How much risk is, you know, is in that portfolio right now? When you go through periods of time when the markets go up, that really can disguise risk that people may be facing out there. And that's why, you know, one of the reasons why we encourage people to take advantage of our service that we offer through our specialty financial planning services of monitoring their 401k on a quarterly basis for them. We want to do that for you. And listen, we want to monitor all your investments, you know, for you and have you be our client. There's no doubt about it. And we got to keep an eye on risk because as we alluded to, no, we didn't allude to it. We directly said it in the last segment is that time is marching on. Time marches on for everybody. And is now the time when you should be with your foot on the gas pedal for risk and taking risk? Well, I don't know. I don't know how old you are. I don't know where you are. But is now the time when you should be lightening up a little bit on risk and saying, all right, volatility may not be my friend here anymore. Volatility may have a negative impact on my retirement income over the long period of time. Do I need an adjustment here?
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? It's all too often, I think you and I have heard that when people look at their retirement plans, I see this more in their 401ks, their work plans, and they'll say, oh, look, it's done really well. And it'll be up 30-35%, like big number.
Right.
And I'll say, what are they invested in? And it'll be like the aggressive something or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say to them, do you realize that if the market turned negative, the fall may be as sharp, if not more?
Right.
And they'll say, no, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and how did they pick it? Well,
rearview mirror, right?
They got a menu, and it showed rate, you know, percentages of how it did. And somebody that's starting an issue says, "Ooh, look at that one! It was up 30 or 35%. I'm putting my money into that."
Right.
And they don't realize the risk associated. And yes, if the market's up and things are going your way,
maybe
you're okay,
right?
Because you didn't go through the downtime yet.
Yeah.
And people are just not aware of the risk that's associated with their investments or what they're doing. That's a classic example. I've seen that numerous times.
And Mike, what's the comment that you'll hear many times? Why did you select that investment?
My friend told me to do it.
Or
my coworker.
Or another reason.
It was up the highest.
It's paying.
Yeah.
It's paying.
Yeah.
That's the lingo. Now think of it. There's some people out there probably who are like, you know, tilting their head a little bit like, you know, the puzzled dog right now, because they're like, well, I say that because they look at the past performance of an investment and they're saying, well, it's paying the most or it's paying the best.
Yeah.
And then you say to yourself, well, maybe it performed the best last year, but that doesn't mean it's going to perform the best this year. And when you go and you study asset classes, it's not uncommon when the best asset class from the previous time frame is perhaps one of the worst asset classes in the next time frame. Yet we see people making these types of mistakes on a regular basis. So what they may be saying right now, Mike, is, all right, well, what's the solution? And I think the solution is to have a bona fide strategy, maybe an investment policy in place, you know, and give yourself a rhyme and a reason for the way that the money is being invested that's, you know, can be explained.
Well, and why don't we start with the prudent steps to that, right, Doug? And it should be the what's your risk tolerance, time horizon, all those good things that, that you hear people talk about. They're not cliche. They're real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rebalance portfolios, you know, all that stuff. And that's how you know, what's the remedy? What should I do for this? Well, those are some of the steps that need to be implemented for you. And we get it, Doug. A lot of people don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right, I got to rebalance. Well, what does that mean?
Right.
You know.
Now, I also get it, Mike, that a lot of people out there right now are having these conversations with their financial advisors. Their advisors call them and they review and they go over this stuff with them. I understand that out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're talking to the people where that doesn't happen right now. And if that isn't happening for you, you know, over that period of time. And there's another thing that happened over the last 12 months, Mike, that's significant in the financial advisory, the investment arena, whatever you want to call it, is that a lot of people who were in the business aren't in the business anymore. Okay? There was a decrease in advisors over the last 12 months throughout the United States. So there are people out there who may have gotten switched to an advisor they've never met or never spoken to, or they may have even got turned over to a house account. We've heard that happening, you know, time and time again. Some of the major brokerage firms are just taking people and, you know, when the advisor leaves, they turn them into a call center. You call some stranger who doesn't know anything about you, doesn't know, do you have children? Do you not have children?
Yeah.
You know, what are your objectives? Who are you? What do you like to do? None of that stuff. And they just turn them over to there as if it doesn't really matter. And all that stuff is so important to making appropriate recommendations.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And not just that. I think when it comes to your financial affairs, working with one person, the continuity really matters over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And as things evolve, the relationship, they have to be aware of it. You know, calling in and getting Joe today and Sam tomorrow just doesn't work.
You know, Mike, I've, you know, in years past, I've always given people this little idea. If you want to test to see what kind of relationship you have with, you know, the advisor, just call them up and tell them that just randomly. I'm not suggesting that you actually do it, but I'm suggesting that you call them up randomly and tell them that you want to purchase a specific investment. Pick an individual stock, pick something that you want to, you know, and just say to them, I want to purchase it. And I want you to measure the amount of pushback that you get from that person.
Yeah.
And the amount of justification that they make you give as to why you want to buy it. Because that's truly going to measure whether they truly care about you or not. If they just say okay and execute the transaction, I'm going to tell you to do an evaluation on that relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times, Mike, do we get people who call up and they say, I want to do this. And we're like, why?
Yeah.
Explain it to me. Give me the backdrop behind it. And then once you give them some pushback, they don't have bona fide reasons, you know, to do it. And then they understand. Now, that's not to say that the answer is no.
Right.
Right? That's say, let's have a conversation about this. And let's determine together as best we can if this is a suitable thing for you to do with your money.
And from where we sit, you and I, we want to make sure it's not wrecking their financial plan, if you will, of whatever they're trying to accomplish along the
sure.
way. I mean, that's first and foremost, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't say, oh, I want to move, make believe, $100,000 from here into there and do something haphazardly crazy. There's ramifications. I mean, you always have to assume worst case scenario. What happens if it doesn't pan out?
Right.
You know, because everybody loves telling you the rosy scenario. Oh, this is going to happen. This mm-hmm. do that. But what if? What if it doesn't happen? Now what?
Right. And if it doesn't happen and if it goes sour, is that going to ruin your objectives? And then let's take it from there. And then let's make a decision together and see what's best for you.
Sure.
But it could be the other way around, Mike. You know, it could also be, and it's happened before. Hey, you want to know something? That's a good idea. We could add that into the, you know, into the mix here for you. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's, you know, we've certainly had those circumstances as
yeah.
well.
Oh, Doug, nothing for the most part is ever always wrong.
Right.
So, but it's something that it should be either chatted about or let's think about it or apply to your situation mm-hmm. and what's the ramifications.
Right. That's a little test for you to, yeah. you know, to,
yeah.
to, go and evaluate the relationship. So, you know, I want to remind you guys that Mike and I are here to help you. And we can't call you. You need to call us. Our telephone number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give us a call. We'll talk to you about anything that you want to talk about. We'll see if we can help you get you going in the right direction. You know, if you want to talk about retirement planning, retirement income, estate, inheritance planning, college planning, saving for a beach house, just saving, putting money somewhere, you know, whatever it is, pick the phone up and give us a call. And we'll, you know, we'll do our best to see if we can help you going in the right direction. But our number is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up and give a buzz. Mike, anything you want to add in this segment?
I'm good for this segment.
All right, let's hop to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some things we've been talking to people about recently. And I have a story that I want to tell that I think that people are going to want to listen to. And I think it's pretty important. So we will be right back, folks. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity.
Wouldn't you agree if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and now we are into the segment of the show where have you been and what have you been up to lately? And why don't you kick it off for us, Michael?
Yeah, Doug, you know what? A little bit of a sign of the times here on two fronts. One is gave an existing client a call the other day and said to her, "Hey, your existing retirement contributions are coming up soon. You know, coming due the dates." And she said, "Yeah." She said, "Yeah, I know. I got to do that." And she said, "I was also thinking I need to sit down and talk with you." And I said, "Well, what's up? What's happening?" And she said to me, she goes, "This whole pandemic thing." She said that I'm close to, you know, I'm working from home and I'm soon going to be fully vaccinated, which means I got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, "I'm thinking I just don't want to do that. You know, I don't know if I'm up for the commute and doing everything and going through the whole rigmarole and stuff like that." And you know, Doug, granted, she's an existing client and, you know, we talked about some things and she's inevitably going to come in. We're going to sit down and talk more. But I'm hearing and seeing more of that.
Yes.
I think this last year of people and, you know, especially ones that were kind of close to the wire or past the wire already for that matter, they're saying now it's like, they enjoyed the whole being home and doing the work and not having to get out the door at 7 o'clock in the morning and sitting in some nice parkway traffic or whatever you have. And it's really bringing up the retirement thoughts in their mind. And I just figured I'd throw it out there because it was, I don't want to say it was interesting, but I've heard that more than once. You know what I'm saying? It's more than once deal, you know?
Yeah, 100%, Mike. And, you know, I think that coming out of this that people were forced to simplify their lives. Yep. And I think that a lot of people are happy that they simplified their lives. I think that they like, you know, they're calmer. They're more relaxed when it comes to a lot of things. And listen, when you got to get up and you got to get out of the house and you got to be at your job at a certain period, at a certain time, and on some points and days, that can cause stress and anxiety for people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Doug, people say that. And then I was talking to another existing client that's already retired, and we just happened to bring up. He actually came into our Clark office, and he's from Clark. And he said to me, I envy you. You know, you're right down the road. But I said to him, "Hey, I'm up in Parsippany. I'm in Toms River. You know, we do our share to our multiple offices." He goes, "But I was New York."
Yeah.
And he went on this whole thing about how he loved his job. He goes, "I knew my job like nobody else would. That was easy." You know, he goes, "Ah, the people were okay. They were, you know, I can't say that was the greatest thing." Mm-hmm. "But the job was simple." He goes, "But I just couldn't take that commute." He goes, "I couldn't take it." He's explaining to me, "The train's running late. Everybody's looking down the platform. Here comes the train."
Right.
He goes, "I couldn't handle it anymore."
Sure.
Yeah.
That's stress in and of itself.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I wanted to talk. I had a conversation with a client, and a client called me up and said, "You know, I need to talk with you. Do you have time now, or you know, should we schedule another time? And I said, no, what's up? You know, I'm available. I got some time here for you. And I could just tell that something wasn't right, you know, in the voice when I'm talking. And said, you know, I want to talk to you about something that I really can't talk to anybody else about. And how often do we get that statement, Mike?
Yeah.
A lot, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, fire away. Said, I think I'm, you know, I'm really not handling this retirement stuff very well. How so? What's up? Said, you know, remember a while back when, you know, I told you I was going to retire and you said to me, well, what's your retirement going to look like? Oh. You know, and I told you, I don't know, I'm just going to kind of like play it by ear. And you encouraged me not to do that. I said, well, I do remember the conversation, you know, I'm a big advocate on, and Mike and I are advocates on retiring on purpose. I said, because you're not the first person I've gotten this telephone call from. Basically, borderline told me I might, you know, I don't know, I might even be a little bit depressed right now because my life I was going on, you know, I would go to work every day and, you know, and I had this vision in my head that, you know, someday I'm not going to have to do this anymore and I can't wait. And when I don't have to do this anymore, this is going to be great. When I could just do whatever I want to do every day, this is going to be great. And he goes, it's not panning out that way for me. So I said to him, listen, I can help you with some of this stuff. If you feel that, you know, you're having an issue, depression or something like that, I'm not the person for you to talk to. You got to, you know, go talk to a doctor about that. But what I can do is let's schedule a time to talk about planning your retirement out now, planning your days out on purpose, giving you, you know, a roadmap to follow. And he's just like, that's exactly what I want to do. I should have done it when you mentioned it to me the last time, but I just thought I was going to go into retirement and I was just going to have my freedom every single day and do whatever I wanted to do. And, you know, here I am 3 years later and that's not the case.
Listen, you know, we talk about it all the time.
Not enough.
Not enough. And I got to tell you, I mean, I been there, done that. I've had days in my life that, like, it's a snow day. It's a blizzard outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so used to the go, 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 go. It's nonstop that I've had my share of days like, whoa, this is really boring sitting around all day. Like, almost, you know, you're kicking the barn waiting to go run, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, I know there's been numerous times in my life that's been, wow, this is just an absolutely boring day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who knows? So when you're trying to mesh it all together and trying to find a new life,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when you work, not only are you working, it's also your social life.
A big aspect of it.
I talk to you more about the Mets than anybody.
Right.
You know,
no doubt about it. No. You're 100% correct, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the reality. And the reason that I wanted to bring that up is because I wanted to let people know that how we try to approach our clients getting ready for retirement or when they're in retirement. We're not just here to manage your funds for you. We're here to be helpful in any way that we can. And that's why we like to go through this and talk to you about different things and different ideas and maybe get you to write down a roadmap or even write a roadmap out for you about what are you going to do in retirement time? Because it's all good. There's a sugar rush, right, Mike?
Yeah.
We said this a million times. When you retire, it's a sugar rush. You got this, you know, this unending vacation that you're now, you know, vacation days that you're on. But at some point in time, that runs out. So, you know, what do we have? We have different resources in the office, and we do. We have actually resources to use in the office to help you go through this and retire with a purpose. And we've done it with other people. And I'm telling you, in my opinion, those people are so glad that they took the time to do that with us because it really laid it all out for them.
Couple things, Doug. First off is a lot of people in their mind, they enjoy the idea of losing the responsibility for whatever they've been responsible for
sure.
the last 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's like, not to be responsible to make sure all this goes well at work is going to be great. But there's such industrious people that work so hard They're not ready to go throw it on the couch.
Right.
Okay. And I've had numerous clients that have said, I'm going to retire, but you know me, Mike, I'll probably end up doing a little something, or I'm going to probably look to do this. And I'm like, yeah, I agree, because I don't see you as a person that's throwing it on the couch for the rest of their life. And, you know, Price is Right kicks off at 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm like, you're not that guy or gal, you know what I'm saying? And you know, so we see it, we realize it. And you're right, Doug, putting together a retirement or planning a new life, if you will, is a new life in a sense of new daily doings.
Right. 100%. And so what we really want you to do is we want you to be able to be financially independent. Okay. And then take it from there. What are we going to do there? All right. I don't need to have a job for income. I can be okay. But what are you going to do with yourself on a daily basis? And what we want you to do is we want you to go over that with us. And it's your plan. It's not our plan. We're going to design this with you and have you go through the process of retiring on purpose so that you're not bored. You're not depressed. You're not whatever it is, because your life has made a big change, because it is going to make a big change. And Mike, I think it's my own opinion. I have no proof of this. But if you've been working at the same place for a really long time, I think it's probably worse for those people than people who have bounced around.
We're creatures of habit. There's no doubt about it. And you know, it's funny thing. I'm sitting here thinking, and I can relate back to when I got done with education, with college, and not having that next, okay, well, you know, next Thursday's this test, and I got to start, and I got to, you know, get ready, and all that. And then all of a sudden, that's gone from you. And, you know, the other thing is, even people that you lived with, your social friends for 4 years, and all of a sudden, they're not there anymore. They're all gone. It all disappears quickly. And it's the same thing with your retirement. You just, we're creatures of habit.
Yeah, and we just, you know, Mike, you just keep going along and going along. So I wanted to bring that up and let people know that's an avenue that we can, you know, definitely work on. And then, Mike, I had another new client came in where we just completely designed an entire retirement income strategy for them, right? So that, you know, they have been working, they're getting ready to retire, they're you know, it's coming up, and they said, okay, you know, we need to have income coming in through the door. So how am I going to be set up for this? So we laid out what I think is an absolutely beautiful strategy for them that's going to supply them with retirement income. And, you know, and then, you know, I also told them, this is where we're going to set up. I want to go through the, you know, retire on purpose, process with you and take it down the road. So, you know, we've had a whole bunch of that going on recently as well.
Yeah, it's just been, you know, Doug, you know, what have you been doing lately? A lot. You know, it's just been a lot of that. Again, I think people, you know, with the whole pandemic thing, the whole retirement mode, I think it's really pushed a lot of people forward. They either had a sample of it, but we're just concerned about you. We want to make sure you're doing it with a purpose, and it's all thought out. And it's more than just, can I financially?
Right.
You know, and that's where the concerns are. And, you know, and the other thing I'm going to say, Doug, is I could just tell people, because we have a lot of clients that are in their retirement and are still working.
Sure.
In other words, doing other things or just doing a little this or helping out over there. And I'm talking about they're into their 80s, and that's kind of their secret sauce to keeping them sharp and motivated.
You bet. Hey, you know what else, Mike, is that, you know, recently we've had some people come through the door that own a financial product that maybe had a, you know, some certain benefits on it that lasted for a time frame.
Yep.
And that time frame was up, or, you know, something of that nature. And, you know, now it doesn't have that benefit to it anymore. And, you know, is that product still appropriate for them or not? You need to do an analysis on that.
Absolutely.
You know, so what else have we been doing lately, Mike? I mean, there's been so many different, you know, different things that have been going on. You know, oh, yeah, I had the met again with somebody who worked for JCPenney, who, you know, JCPenney is got bought by a new company. It's public knowledge. It's out there. But one of the things that they're doing is they're no longer going to have a pension plan. So they're giving people options to take a, you know, to take a look at their pension plan and see what they want to do. So if anybody out there listening, you know, that applies to you, we're here, you know, to help you out with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, all right, let's hop to a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up where we've been and give you some parting shot ideas. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some time here. And, you know, it's our objective to come out here on a weekly basis and to educate you and motivate you and try to prevent you from procrastinating with your financial life, right, Mike? I mean, that's the biggest thing, is that we want to see you take action. And action doesn't necessarily mean make a change, because you might be fine. Action means reviewing the situation, reviewing the circumstances, seeing where you are, and seeing if that's the best place to get you going where you want to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, that's what we do. Try to get you motivated to do that. We try to educate you on things that may be affecting you. And anything else probably wouldn't really be right. Right, Doug? I mean, telling somebody to buy this or do that or do this strategy or do this without knowing a thing about you would really be harmful.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get, you know, buy this or buy that or do this or do that. I mean, we're going to tell you about some different things. Maybe it applies to you, maybe it doesn't. And you and I have said this 1,000 times. What may be good for me and my family may be terrible for you and your family.
Yeah, you know something, Mike? You know what I'm looking forward to is that, you know, something that hopefully is that getting changed, but we really don't know the total rules and what you're allowed to do yet. But, you know, in the past, haven't been allowed to use testimonials. Right, we can't come on and say that. Give you examples of, you know, people that said this or people that said that, but that may all be changing. We may be able to start to do that, you know, coming up, and I hope that we can, because it's just ridiculous to me that in every other business, you know, somebody can tell you about a satisfied, you know, client or customer, but not in the financial planning business. Oh, they're not allowed to do it. So they're making some rule changes there, and they're looking into it. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I hope that change comes along.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, I think our own little testimony here, if you will, is we've been doing this show for how many years?
45 years this year, man. I mean, seriously, 25 years. Your financial future on the air for 25 years this year. That, I mean, I'm really proud of that, dude. That does not happen by accident. And when you tell people that, they're like, holy cow.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? Doing it in the financial world, right? It's extremely difficult, right?
But
I don't care. Anything that you do, 25 years is a long time of doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a challenge.
Yeah, and the way that the show's morphed over the years, you know, it started as a half an hour pilot, you know, at the very beginning, and then, you know, it grew out to, what are you laughing about?
Half an hour pilot.
That's what it was, right?
I like it. Just little TV terms there. Don't get all upset.
That's what it was. It was a half an hour pilot show to see, you know, to see if it would work or not for a short period of time. And it did. And, you know, at the end of the day, what we have gone through in this show, I mean, this show, we used to be allowed to be on live and take call-ins. That was hands down the best when we were allowed to do that. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, and the call-ins were always very legitimate questions. They were financial strategy, financial planning-based questions. I don't remember off the top of my head, because 25 years is a long time, but I don't remember, Mike, how many times, because very few, that we actually had somebody come on the air and ask us about a specific investment.
No, I'm going to say never, a handful of times. Or next to none, yeah.
Right, a handful of times. And obviously we could never answer those questions on the air, but, you know, we used to go from taking, you know, calls live and go ahead.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt. You know what really a lot of it was I have a situation.
Correct.
That sometimes there was in that person and they were kind of reaching out for some, hey, you know, and what I liked about it the most was that we'd go do other appointments during the week and I'd say, people would say to me, oh, we heard that person that called you.
Right.
And sometimes it happened to them or they knew somebody else it happened to. So I think the listeners related to each other.
They absolutely did. There's not a doubt. There's not. We were told that.
And what I used to like the best, too, was you and I would say to each other when we're planning out the week, the show, and saying, well, what are we going to talk about this week? And you and I would say, let's just let the listeners take over.
Right.
That was the best.
That was absolutely the best. You know, we would say, we really would. We would say, all right, let's throw a topic out there.
Yeah.
let's talk about inheritance planning, whatever you want, and let them call in. And you know, we used to have a lot of fun doing that. I wish that, you know, I wish that we could still do it that way.
Yeah.
But that was also a big commitment, you know. Yeah. That was a huge commitment on, you know, on our end too. So lots of great things. So want to remind you folks, we're here for you, we're available. We have offices in Clark, Martinsville, Parsippany, Toms River, and a meeting facility in Manasquan. So if you can hear the show, we've got an office in close proximity to you. We're old school in that we'll make a house call. We're modern day in that if you want to have a virtual call, we'll do that. Whatever works best for you. So that's going to wrap it up until this week. Do us a favor. Reach out if you need help. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.